Hof Beis Eor, Monday the 11th of May, Rabbi Moshe Yitzchok Vorhand, a Halacha L'Maase and Aspect of Shavuos.
The Chakusa Talechi, Shetia Meli Batoire, doesn't only mean the Amelis in understanding learning. Shetia Meli Batoire includes in Chakusa Talechi reaching the Torah with Amelis. Someone travels far to hear Torah. And it also includes someone who gets up early to hear Torah. But when it's someone having difficulties coming to hear Divrei Torah and he manages to pull through, that's also included in Shetia Meli Batoire. I'm always impressed when I come and I see them with the same koiches, the Torah way is flourishing, and that's also part of Shetia Meli Batoire. And therefore, the Hemshech HaPosek is Nesati Geshmeichem Itam. Rabbi Shlomo should send the Metzion all bruchas to everyone included. Four things, speaking about a short Dvar Lucha, and then maybe there'll be time we'll speak about Nune Shvius. Speaking of the Besmedrish, always when I come to the Besmedrish, I look at the Bima to see if the Bima is slightly tilted. There are places where the Bimas are set out like a table, and the other places, the rough places by Klal Yisrael, the beam is slightly tilted. What does that mean? Does it mean that the beam has to be slightly tilted, or it's just a makvenkeit? It's comfortable to see the practical way of lining the Torah. There is a machloikas, the Gemara brings down the menuchas in the Avlam Gimel, Omer Rav, Asa Kenaga Psula. The Gemara speaks about mezuzah. Asa kenaga, naga means like a nail. Asa kenaga psula. There's a big machlokes of shoinim. Rashi, the Rambam, Matcha, Rav Shoinim learn that asa kenaga means if you set the mezuzah on the door, you set it in lying. Like one knocks a nail into the door or the wall. It's lying. And that is psula. That's psula. It has to be standing the way our mezuzahs are. Tosis brings down the Shisra Ben Itam, just the opposite. So it says, Rabbeinu Tam brings down, and we see in the Gemara Bula Basin of Yudalit, the Luchos in the Ur were lying. So was the Sefer Torah in the Ur lying. So that's the right way that Sefer Torah should, and Mezuzah should be lying. That's the Derech Kuvot. The Derech Kuvot is it should be lying. We see, the Gemara says, Kvur is Chamoy. The Derech of Kvur is lying. A Kvur with a Bezoyin, that's a Kvur is Chamoy, that's a standing Kvur. Standing is not the way, is not the Derech HaKumet. Lying is the Derech HaKumet. And that's the Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishonim in the Gemara by Mezuzah. The same thing the Tosis mentions, the Sefer Torah. That's why our Sefer Torah are standing, because we Paskin, and that's what Aloch is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Mezuzah, and in Siman Reish Peites, that we Paskin like Rashi and the Rambam and the Matcha and Rav Rishonim, that the pshat in the Gemara is the mezuzah has to be standing, that's a derech kuvot, and not lying. Rabbeinu Tam is the Dasi Hidui who holds that it should be lying and not standing. The reason is, as mentioned, because that's the kuvot, that's the mashmuz of Rashi, that the kuvot is that it should be standing, according to Rashi. The Shulchan Aruch Harav in Hilchos Tefillin says that it's not only just that the derech kuvot, it's a derech bezoyon for to put a Sefer Torah lying, or a mezuzah lying. It has to be standing, because if not, it's a derech mezoyin. The Baltami Yontov says the real reason is, not because it's a derech mezoyin, the real reason is because kach kiblu mesinai. That was the Kabbalah when Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah mesinai, that the mezuzah has to be standing, without any reasons. And the same way it goes to Sefer Torah. Rabbeinu Tam he brings a raya that was the way that the Mekabel Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, because you see it's not Rashi. I mean Rashi only brings a raya that the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam only brings a raya that the mezuzah should be lying because it's a derech. It's more of a derech kumet lying. But the real reason is because kach kibbeh Mitzinai. That's the machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, and the same thing is the Gabbai Sefer Torah. The Bach in Simon Reish Peites says the Sefer Torah should be standing like the way we do it. in the sefer in the Ona Kodesh. Afapi, I don't know if you know, but in Belz, the Belzer Rebbes, the Bach was the ruler of Belz, and the Bach brings down Shittus Rabbeinu Tam, and he's undecidable if one should pass Rabbeinu Tam or not. And in Belz, by the Rebbes today, it's also like that. The Sefer Torah are lying like shelves in the Ona Kodesh. A versteht sich mezuzah, and they put standing, because the halacha is, the Shulchan Aruch says halacha is avada like Rashi, the Rambam, Rav, and Shoyim, has to be standing. But a Sefer Torah, even if it's lying, it makayim the mitzvah. If you're going to take a mezuzah and you're going to nail it in lying, you're not makayim the mitzvah at all. The Sefer Torah, but it's lying, there's no key mitzvah. It's just the way, the question is how it should stand. The Mechaber paskins, like we paskin, it should be standing. Why do we tilt our mezuzah? Why do we tilt it? The Ramur brings down the minigiz, one should tilt a little bit the mezuzah. Kedei Lutz says das Rabbeinu Tam. Since Rabbeinu Tam says it should be lying, Afapi we, the Master, we never know that the Ikke day is going to Rashi. But Kedei Lutz says das Rabbeinu Tam, we do it tilting. The truth is, in Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring that down. If you look at the Svadisha, the minig HaSvadi is to put it standing. And the minig HaGru, the Piskashi brings down the Gun. The Gun said, what's the Indian of tilting it? We pass from Gun to Rashi. Rashi's the Halacha. That's it. That's the end. Standing. Al-Pi HaGru, a lot of Litvish, the Brisker, the Oilem, they put the mezuzah completely standing. Because that's the Ik HaLocha. There's no Indian of tilting it. Afapi the Ramu, the Master says one should do that. There's a tshuva sefer, a Polish tshuva sefer, Knaf Ranunim. One of the Rabbi Yankov Land, I think his name was, Lando, he was Ishbetzina Ruv, was a gudel before the war, and he says that a bima should therefore be slightly, should be tilted. Because since the Ramu, and our meaning is that we do put the mezuzah slightly tilted, that means we are somehow choshesh b'shit Rabbeinu Tam, that a mezuzah should lie. If so, a Sefer Torah should also be lying. It should also be lying. But our Sefer Torah states is apt because that's how we pass it. If so, the Shas we be lying in the Sefer Torah. Kedei Lutzis Kedas Rashi, why should he be lying? If you put it slightly tilted up, so you have Rashi also. And that's why in Urna Kodesh, today I looked in the Baruch Chunas, Besmedesh, a lot of Urna Kodesh, the Sefer Torah are completely standing. That's how it is with Chumash B'Smedesh. I don't know how it is here. But that's Keshittis HaGru, really. But Keshittis HaBach, and as the Ramu goes, it should be slightly tilted. And there's a lot of places, I mean, B'Smedesh, like there's a place for the Sefer Torah to be slightly tilted.
Why would we lie, though, isn't Tifach?
What?
Why would we lie, isn't Tifach?
Why?
We lie, and like a Svadish.
Well, that's what we can't. Well, you can't. It's not why. That's the reason why we're tilting the bima. Our meaning is to read it like a person who reads a sefer. The normal way of reading a sefer is reading it sitting at by a table and reading the sefer downwards. But since there's a shittas Rashi and that's the halacha, so therefore if you tilt it slightly outwards, just like if you're tilting a mezuzah slightly downwards. And the sefer Torah you makayim shittas of any time. So who are then if you're tilting the bima slightly upwards, so you have Rashi and Rabbeinu
Tam. Is the minhag gross to read from the Sefer Torah vertical?
No, the minhag gross is really
why not? Okay.
It's not the shittos. That's for sure. Halak. Sefer Torah has to be standing in Ona Kodesh, and when they read it, it's lying because the derech is one reads a thing lying. When you put it away, you're putting it away like a mezuzah. It's kavua on the coastline. That's the question. How should it be standing? Or lying. Well, one is reading it, one's mishtamish with it, so that's the way you're mishtamish with the Sefer Torah. That's the way. The Svadim have their way, but it's not the normal way. I mean, no one reads a Sefer like this. The Svadim do because of that reason, But we're lining a Sefer Torah, the way you person mishtamish, the normal way someone lines a Sefer. That's the reason why our Sefer Torah is lying, because that's the normal way. One doesn't have to mark a kinson. It's just the question is if that's the normal circumstances when you put the Sefer Torah away, should it be sitting or should it be standing? Lemaisa, as asked, the Maisa, I don't, and I can't be chaylik on the Maisa, I don't agree with the Knafra Nun. I don't agree that that's the reason why Hema is slightly tilted. The Emes is, one should ask a very simple question. If going to Rashi, the Mezuzah has to stand, and tilting is as if it's lying, so you're not Yotzei going to Rashi. What is it the cemetery is tilted? Is it lying or standing? According to Rashi, it has to be standing. And according to Rabbeinu, it has to be lying. So when you tilt a mezuzah, what is it? Is it called standing or lying? If it's standing, then one of shuk, you're not yotze. If it's standing, then according to Rabbeinu, it's no good. And if it's lying, if tilted is bechalal lying, then you're not yotze.
Therefore,
what is it? It's a bislav and zah. Yeah, bislav and zah, what is it? Why is that bislav and zah? What does it mean? Standing? No good. Contra Bene Tam, it's no good. It has to be lying. There are, Chronim asks this question. There is a sefer, Chayvus Adar for Rabbi Yanka Blot, and he asks that question. He answers as I've seen in other places, I think also. According to Rashi, a sefer Torah does not have to be standing. It just shouldn't be lying. It doesn't have to have a Shem Amida. It just has to, lying is there, Mizoyim, according to Rashi. Or the Derech HaKovod is, it shouldn't be lying. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's just the opposite. It doesn't have to be lying. It just shouldn't be standing. When you tilt a mezuzah, or you tilt a Sefer Torah, it's not bechlal standing, and it's not bechlal lying. And therefore, you yotze both days. Because since according to Rashi, it does not have to be dafke standing, so it's not standing. But is it lying? No, it's not lying either. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it doesn't have to be lying. The Derech Mezoyim is, it has to be standing. It should not be standing. And once it's tilted, it's not bechlal standing. So you've got both sides. It's a business mashmazel. And so you're not very happy with it either.
Because then the bells they could also have it.
But that's a good question. That's a good question. Yeah, right. What we're going to say is going to answer that question. Has anyone seen a mezuzah? We tilt it slightly. If, like the Knafra Runim says, our bima is in the same situation, it's also slightly tilted, so you're going to come to Rashi many times. Have you ever seen a mezuzah which is nearly lying, but just a little bit up? No one sees such a mezuzah. Everyone knows that the mezuzah is slightly down, but not more. What?
It was based on the book.
Okay, that could be it. But the Maisa, what?
What's the bells of a mezuzah?
No, as we mentioned, I'm sure the bells is make the mezuzah standing because halacha is like the Rashi.
And if
it's going to lie, you're not going to be yotzei your mitzvah. One is going to have to take off the mezuzah, make a brucha, and put it back standing. A sefer Torah, when it was in the Ora Kodesh, there's no kiyum mitzvah. It's just lying there. So therefore, that's the meaning is to do like a Rabbeinu Tam.
So what's the
I asked that question, when I was in Ingram, I asked that question to. Today is called the Machnofka Rebbe. He didn't know why Takin bells don't they do the mezuzah lying. And then afterwards I realized that's the simple answer. They're not going to go against the Shulchan Aruch, against Rashi, the Halacha is for sure, the Kula Alma has to be standing. Just in the Sefer Torah, which is anyway, there's no key mitzvah while it's lying. So their meaning is in the Sefer Torah only where the Rebbe is, not in other places. That's their meaning to have a lie.
How do you define upright? I mean, it could be, you know, do you have to have a set square? And
right, so horizontal, what is it called? I'm not so good at English. When it's over half, when it's over about, that's exactly what I want to say. It has 45, right. If you push it, that you're not the choyer, yotze, shit is Rashi, when it's like the bima is. Because I've never seen a mezuzah like that, and it's not mistabber that the bima is bechlal amida. It's for sure, not the choyer bechlal amida. We're always makbid that a mezuzah should be slightly tilted, not more than that. The choyer, I think, that pshat is, but by the way, you're asking about the Sefer Torah and the mezuzah, you can ask the same thing in tefillin. How do the pashas of tefillin? Are they lying or they're standing? Shepherd Similama Base says that the Sefer Torah, Pashas Mezuzah have to be standing. If they're not standing, you're not Yotze. The Mungavron brings down the shit and is chaylik with that.
But the Rabbeinu Tam should be flat then.
Well, so he's asking a very good question. So are Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, what's Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin? Well, who puts on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin? It's a shayla of how you set up the Pashas. Shema Avohim, Shema Yekad, Shema Yekad, that's Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam holds it, who are you? The two Mahoris have to be in the middle. It's nothing to do with lying and standing. So, at Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, really, if you want to be Yotz Shitzer Rabbeinu Tam, we should put the parshas lying, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, it has to be lying. Someone asked, the Noyd Behuda in the Tshuva, someone asked him this question. And then he answered a very similar question. I'd rather Shitzer Rabbeinu Tam, putting on tefillin, like Rabbeinu Tam says, that it's not only Rabbeinu Tam, it's a lot of Rishonim who hold one has to put on tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. We don't paskin like that. We paskin like Rashi. But there's a chumrah for those who do it to put on tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. But this shitta of lying, the pastor should be lying, no one holds with that. That you know, Rabbeinu Tam's a da'as yichidui. Therefore, you're going to go to Rabbeinu Tam and ask him, is our tefillin Rabbeinu Tam push or pusli? And say, it's pusli. Your tefillin is pusli. Because your tefillin, your Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, is pusli. Because your Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin is has a pashas standing. A pashas standing is pusl, has to be lying. Kunt Rabbeinu Tam, or Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin or pusl, says the Noyd Behuda. We just do that, we just call it Rabbeinu Tam. It's, we do the Rabbeinu Tam how to set up the pashas, but the other Rabbeinu Tam, of how the pashas should be standing or lying, in that point we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. That's the answer to that question. I think that one can make. That's how I want to answer maybe the question. Maybe one can, I don't want to go into because Tarichos and the clock is ticking. But I think one can be Mechalit, which is Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. When a Sefer Torah is tilted, it's called standing. And according to Rashi, it's for sure standing. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's also okay. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, it should not be like Kavuras Chamoyim. Kavuras Chamoyim means upright standing. So when one tilts the mezuzah, one's doing Rashi, because Rashi holds till it's 45 degrees down, it's Bechlal standing, it's Bechlal Amid, and it's okay. Not because it's not standing, because it is standing. And according to Rashi, it has to be standing. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the problem is it should not be Kavuras Chamoyim. Kavuras Chamoyim is an upright standing. So once you've tilted it, if it's not an upright standing, you're okay according to Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. But if you do the opposite, you're going to put the mezuzah like after the beamers are set, all the way down, you're not Yotze Rashi. Because according to Rashi, it has to be standing. And standing is till the 45 degrees. If it's under 45 degrees, it's not standing. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it'd be okay. So if we go Bezdei Chazer Nelech, then we're okay. The mezuzah has to be standing, and today Lutzes Rabbeinu Tam, there shouldn't be standing. Kikvuras Chamoy Lahavdil, we tilt it slightly, and then we have Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. If you're going to take a mezuzah, you're going to put it under 45 degrees. You're not yotze your mitzvah mezuzah. According to Rashi, that's how you pass it, and you have to put it back again. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's okay because if it's not an upright standing, it's not like Kikvuras Chamoy, and then you're okay. If you're going to put your mezuzah down. And who I didn't say for Torah, which is lying on a beamer, you're not Yotze Shittas Rashi, because according to Rashi, has to be standing, and it's not standing. And the way the beamer is, it's not standing. I think the reason why the beamers are like that is just practical way of lying. That's what I think. I haven't seen anyone should say the Kiddush of the Knafra on him, and therefore he's Moicha. He says he's Moicha. He's seen a few places that the beamer is like a table, and he says the beamer should not be like a table. But I've seen in places that beamer is like a table. Maybe there are not such practical people making a beamer like a table. But it's okay. It can be lying because Bishas, it's the Bishas, Kriya, that's the way it's done, and it's okay. When you put it back in the Heichel, well, then you're going into the Shaila. If you're doing like Minik HaGru, the Minik HaGru is the Mechaba, that's it. It has to be standing, and it can be standing upright. Maybe it's even more becoming than standing upright. If you want to do like the Ramu, Shittas HaRamu, the Rav Olam does that, then the Sefer Torah, you better tilt it slightly.
But it's not, we'll always put it on a table.
Okay, it's not an Issa Gomer to have it any second. It's the way one should, you know, one should be knowing how should be put away. Like the Luchas were in the Ur, that's where they were set down. The Menuchas, that's what was set down, that's the way it's done. I saw someone in Sefer, that Rabbeinu Tam brings a very strong raya from the Luchas. And we see the Luchas in the Urn was lying. The Sefer Torah in the Urn was a Sefer Torah in the Urn also. It's Machlok, the Gemur was outside the Urn. In the Urn, the Gemur bombasted after you've done it. And there it was lying. So how can Rashi say that it has to be standing? So I saw in the Sefer Kanfei Yoina, which is the Friedrich Sefer, he says that it's a difference if it's you put it down, then it should stay like it is and not to be used. Then it's okay lying. And we like that in the Menuchos. You put it in the Menuchos, it's there, and it rests there, and it's not going to be used. Then it's their cover that should be lying. But if it's going to be taken and used, like a Sefer Torah, and who are the mezuzah, even though one doesn't take it off the doorpost, but the inyan of the mezuzah it should be there to take and to read. So that is also has to be in a way, the form, as if you're going to take it and it should be standing. And since there's a few minutes left, and then we arrive to the point, so I'll just be moisif a few words, the covered Shavuos. We're in the few days of Shavuos, and there's a din of Shloshim Yoim. The one should be Oisik with Yunei Achag. It's a machlokes if with Shavuos also, because the Pesach there's a lot of aluchas, and Sukkah is also a lot of aluchas. Shavuos is really no aluchas at all. There's a lot of aluchas. You ask the women, they know about what sort of cheesecake you make. maybe there's a lot of shilas in the oven. I was once sitting by Bianca Bloy, it was one of the big rabbunim, you know him, we got the same phone ribbis, sitting by Bianca Bloy, just before Shavuos, and the telephone rang, and he said, now you're going to see, it's going to be a Shavuos shala. And we picked up the phone, and the lady came, I want to know what, with the oven, is the kasher or not, that's the Shavuos shala. There's not so many aluchas in Shavuos, but therefore, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Simen Tuf Chof Tes, that that's how guru is, that only for Rosh Chodesh Sivan is a mitzvah of lasting in Yunei Achag. But other Rishonim, most Rishonim, all is din of Shloshim Yom. Therefore, one can already be mechen and start preparing for Yemei Ashvuas. There's a Moedika Beis Halevi in Shuvas. It's today I saw it printed in the Beis Halevi Al HaTorah, and the old Beis Halevi is in the back of the Shuvas. There's Drushim that the Beis Halevi gave, and the Drush Yud Zayin, he has a whole Arichas. But Bekitzah, Yotzim Edvura Bekitzah, that by Kabbalah's Torah, Klal Yisrael, besides getting the Torah, they were niskadish. Ki am kudish atul Hashem lekayim. They were niskadish b'tishis Yisrael, and in a way, in a form, they were niskadish in a way like a kli shuris. We know by kodesh there's kedushas bedek habayis, which one can be poyder. One can give money, be poyder from bedek habayis. There's kedushas hamizbeach, which no way in the world that kedusha can be changed. Klal Yisrael. When the Skadish, the Kedushas Mizbeah, Kedushas Klishuris, a Kedushas Oilam that can never be changed. And therefore, Bodhishnam says, Klal Yisrael, Afapi, Shechati, is Bunahein. You can't, there's no way to get away. You can't, once you're a Klishuris, you can't change the Klishuris. And he brings a Medish in Parshas Mori. The Medish says, everyone knows that Kiddush HaChodesh can only be done through Klal Yisrael. If there's no Klal Yisrael to the Kiddush HaChodesh, there's no Kiddush HaChodesh. Because, says the Medish, how can that be that Klal Yisrael can make the Chodesh Kudosh? What koyach do they have with that? The Raya, says the Medish, from a Klishuris. You have a Klishuris and you pour in Choyl, it becomes Kudosh. It's interesting. Zustel. Therefore, Klal Yisrael and Mekadosh the Chodesh, it comes Kudosh like putting into a Klishuris. So we see from there that Klal Yisrael is like a Klishuris. And since we know, the Gemara says that Kedusha is mafkiya mide shibud. A Kedusha can be taken away from someone as a shibud nechusim, but it's Kedusha's mizbeach. It can be oike the shibud nechusim. It's gewaltig, it says in Beis Halevi. It's Parshas Va'era. Shteit Parshas Va'era. As Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Bnei Shloilam, Ma zuchi sh'oitzis b'nei Yisrael me'etz Mitzrayim. So what does the Bnei Shloilam answer? Tavdin es ha'rekim b'har hazeh. Since Klal Yisrael are going to be Mekabel the Torah, in that schus, you'll be able to take out Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. And the Seleni explains, everyone knows that the Klal Yisrael is meant to be in Mitzrayim 400 years. At the end, they got out at Redu 210 years. How did they get out of it? So the Seleni explains, that's the vot. The vot is, Rabbeinu Shloimeh, by Kabbalah's Torah, was Mekabel them with the Kedushas and Mizbeach. And the Gemara says, Kedushas Mafkiyah Mide Shibed. So if they had him Shibed in Mitzrayim, but since they got by Kabbalah's Torah, Kedushas Klishuris, Kedushas Mizbeach is Mafkiyah Mide Shibud. It takes out all Shibudim, and therefore the Shibud Mitzrayim also disappeared. And the interesting thing is that I saw in the Meshech Chochmah a gewaltige Wort, Parshas Yisrael, it's the same Gedank as this with the Beis HaLevi. It says, V'akabulas HaTorah, V'gbaltu Esa'om Soviv. V'gbaltu means Agbula, a wall. The Meshach HaFam says, Admori de Kazach. He says, Shteit punim el punim kibar Shem Amochem. The Rebbein Yisrael, his Kedusha came down Har Sinai, and the Rebbein Yisrael made Klal Yisrael as if they were the wall, like the wall of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Kedusha arrived till Purim el Purim de Hashem Aleichem. It arrived till Klal Yisrael, and they were like the wall of the Mamet HaSinai, and therefore they got Kedusha's Mishkan, he said. That they got the Kedusha's Mishkan through the Kabbalah HaTorah, since the Kedusha flowed down through Kaviyochol, down HaSinai, and they were the walls, the Gebaltus Mamsum, they were the walls of the Kedusha, which arrived down the Har Sinai, they became like the walls of the Mishkan. They became like a parish of the Mishkan. And it's a pusik. The pusik says in Michu, the pusik says, he brings down the pusik, Heichel is Heichel Hashem Heimu. Klal Yisrael is a Heichel of the Rebbein Shloim. How is Klal Yisrael a Heichel of the Rebbein Shloim? Because they became a Heichel, they became a part of the Mishkan when they were standing by Kabbalah HaTorah. And therefore they had the Kedusha like the Kedusha Klishoros. The same words as the Pesalogi says. An interesting thing is that Klal Yisrael got the Kedusha. And as the Meshech Chochma says, Guli Lebuv al Shechina, wherever Klal Yisrael went, the Shechina went with them, because they are like Kasha Mishkan, they're like part of the Mishkan, and therefore the Kedusha never will leave them, Klal Yisrael. Interesting thing is that the whole Har Sinai, the second the Rebbein Shloim left Har Sinai, there was no Kedusha, absolutely. Har Sinai, anyone can do what they want in Har Sinai. Today, Har Sinai is a Midbar Shemayim, it's nothing. And the Klal Yisrael, who was standing around it, they got the Kedusha from it that stayed in them, and stayed in the Klal Yisrael, that's after all this. The Teretz is, I heard Mordechai Kevat once, B'Shem, I don't know where it said B'Shem, Eliel Lopian, who asked a similar question, that we see a very interesting thing. We see the Kedusha of Mamet HaSinai was so great, no one was allowed to go anywhere near the mountain. But the second the Rebbein Shalom left the HaSinai, it was absolutely nothing. Lo'umazeh, the Mukem HaMikdash, is, today it has also Kedusha. There's halachas today, and it stayed. The kedusha stayed, and even though the kedusha wasn't so great, everyone in Har HaBayis, everyone was allowed to go. In Ezes Nushin, Yisro were allowed to go. Even into the Heichel, Kehanim allowed to go to do an avoda. And even in the Kodesh HaKedushim, which is the holiest place, a Kohen Gadol was allowed to go once a year. So the Kedusha wasn't as big, as great as Kabbalah's Har Sinai. In Kalzeh, the Kedusha stayed. And the Kedusha, which came down, the Shekhinah that came down, B'Shas, Kabbalah's HaTorah, was so great, that the minute it left completely. What's it shot in there? The answer is, that when you put in your koichas, and your meichim, and you prepare a thing, that it should be, then it can stay with you. It's called in Swurim as a Rasisa de la Sata, as a Rasisa de Eile. If this is the Sorius comes from the Eile, it comes from above, it's very, very great, because it comes from above. But once it's gone completely. Nothing stays, there's no Roshan that stays. As a Rasisa de la Sata, a Sorius that comes from below, with a Achuna, like it should be, it's maybe not so great, but it stays. Because it's done through the Koyach of Klal Yisrael, and if it's done through the Koyach of Klal Yisrael, it stays. So Rabbi Eliel Lapian explains, the Kedusha of Mamet HaSinai was a Susa de Leila. It came from above. Moshe came down. It was very mighty and great. But it left completely. Because the Klal Yisrael, they were making it for that, how it should be. But the Kedusha that was on HaSinai was a Susa de Leila. In Beis HaMikdash, it was built by Klal Yisrael, and the Mukam HaMikdash was a place, the Udam HaRishon, like the Rambam brings down the Medrash, it was Makir Vekom. And Akeda was in the Mukam HaMikdash. And Klal Yisrael and David HaMelech, so many tiches till he built the Beis HaMikdash. And if it was done with Susa de Leila, it wasn't so great. Susa de Sata, and it wasn't so great, but the Kedusha stayed. And that is maybe the reason why the Shekhinah left completely, but Klal Yisrael did achuna in themselves. That was the union of Sviras Awayma. They were making themselves, and they were completely involved in achunas for Kabbalah Satoriah. Therefore, the Kedusha stayed in them. It left the Ha, because the Ha was nothing was done with the Ha. But in them themselves, in their hearts, it stayed, and because they were making themselves as it should be. And there's an interesting word from a sefer called Bas'ayin. Bas'ayin was a big tzaddik. He was a Talmud of the Shenobel and Magid. Lived in Eretz Yisrael. Everyone knows, everyone been in Tzfas. There's a Besemedish in Tzfas, where there was an earthquake. There's one Besemedish, you can see it today. The Bas'ayin's Besemedish, it didn't fall down. It was Ish Kudosh, the Bas'ayin. And he says, an interesting word. The Gemara says, Kuf Aleim Ha Kegigis. I'm finishing already. It's after 9. I've gone over 2 minutes, another 1 minute. It's stated in Chazal, Kuf Aleim Ha Kegigis. And it's a Gemara in Shabbos. And Tosfos asks, why would you need Kuf Aleim Ha Kegigis? It's stated in Nasa V'Nishma, Klal Yisroel, Mekamel Torah, with the Havim, with the Nasa V'Nishma. So Tosfos answers me to it. The Bas'ayin says, it's a Santa Vav. And what do they want it? They wanted Kabbalah Satoriah, but they were so involved in making the Achun of Kabbalah Satoriah, they were so in it, they wanted to just give me just one more day, just one more day. Hosef Moshe Rabbeinu Yemeichem Adat, Moshe Rabbeinu was already Moshe one day. That's just one more day, because we're ready yet. And that we need the Kofalem Hakim Gigas. So Moshe said, enough, you're going to go with the Achunas, you'll never finish the Achunas. Kofalem Hakim Gigas, and that's it, that's what the Bas'ayin says. Yeah, it's good. I want to finish.